Explore your family of origin. Where you come from, your heritage, greatly informs the person you become as an adult. This likely isn't a revelatory idea for you, especially if you've done some introspective work in trying to better understand yourself, your values, and where your perspectives come from. Your family of origin refers to the people into which you were born and/or raised. For a lot of people, there is one concrete family of origin. Some of the people in this family may shift over time as relationships change and relatives are brought in, leave, or pass away. However, it's not uncommon for people to experience more than one family of origin, especially if they experienced major life shifts early on, like parental death, adoption, and so on. Every family unit has its own way of working. Some families are stable and highly functional, while others are not. Some families include one parent and no siblings, while others include a grandparent as the primary guardian, along with siblings or half-siblings. The configurations are unique and dynamic, but the connecting thread is that so much of who you are starts with the environment in which you were raised, for better and for worse. We often minimize the impact of our family of origin. The worldviews and behaviors that you hold as an adult are informed by your experiences within your family of origin. Sometimes inherited perspectives can be hard to notice, especially for people who move out of their family homes in their adult years. While you are an incredibly unique being on your own, most people underestimate how those early life experiences influence their choices. As such, you may be missing some very important connections to your present-day actions and choices if you don't dig deeper and understand themes and patterns within your family of origin. These influences can be unique to your specific family experiences and be part of your individual consciousness, but can also be represented in the collective unconscious and ancestral lineage. For example, imagine that you often feel anxious about having enough money. You spend a lot of time thinking about how to make more money or save it because you think there is an ongoing threat of financial catastrophe. But how might this anxiety be informed by your family of origin? Perhaps you spent your early years in a low-income household and often overheard your caregivers' concerns about paying the bills. Maybe you even regularly experienced food instability or disconnected utilities as a result. Conversely, maybe you grew up with a parent who made a lot of money.